Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, after concluding the discussion on Imam Mahdi and Dajjal as part of our series on the major signs of Qiyamah, we now commence on a discussion relating to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and his descent close to Qiyamah, which will be one of the major signs of Qiyamah. We've kind of alluded to this already when we discussed Imam Mahdi, because Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will descend when the Iqamah has already been called out for a Fajr Salah, and Imam Mahdi will be the Imam, and he will read his Salah behind Imam Mahdi. We also spoke about Isa alayhi salatu wassalam in relation to Dajjal, because he is the one who will kill Dajjal. Now we take a step back and we go a little back in history. Who is Isa alayhi salatu wassalam? The Quran has dedicated an entire chapter to the family of Imran, Alu Imran. And in this chapter, Allah makes reference to the vow that Hannah took. Hannah was the mother of Maryam. إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. There was a practice at the time that parents would dedicate their male offspring to the service and the khidmah of Masjid al-Aqsa. So Hannah made this intention that I want my kids or my child that I'm carrying to be waqf and dedicated to the service of Masjid al-Aqsa. She was indirectly then also supplicating to Almighty Allah to grant her a boy, a son. When she gave birth, it was a girl. And she said, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Now the matter is complicated because no girl has been dedicated to the service of Masjid al-Aqsa. But after consulting the ulama, including Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, who was a male relative to the newly born Maryam, they decided, no, she has to fulfill her vow and dedicate Maryam. And dedicate Maryam to the service of Masjid al-Aqsa. So what transpired was that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to this in Surah Alu Imran. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. Her mother said, I've given her the name Maryam. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Allah was... Maryam's mother sought protection from Allah that Maryam or her progeny be the victims of the devil. Then Allah says, because of the sincerity of the mother, and that's the point I want to make, it was a pious family, the father was pious, the mother was pious, she made a dua, the result of the dua was Maryam, the only woman mentioned by name in the Quran, the greatest woman of her time and one of the greatest women of all time. Allah says, Ya Maryam, inna Allah astafaki wa taharaki wa astafaki ala nisa ila alamin. So she went into the service of Masjid al-Aqsa and she was under the guardianship of Zakariya alayhi salam. And because of her piety, Allah gave her fruits out of season. And Zakariya alayhi salam asked her, Anna laki hadha? Qalat wa min indillah. She said, it comes from Allah. Then he also thought, well, you know, I've not been making dua for children. He had not had any children up to that particular point. He deemed it inappropriate that he and his wife were now past the normal age for childbearing. But then he thought to himself, well, you know, if Maryam is eating fruits out of season, maybe we can have children out of season. وَنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. You just see the barakah now, compounding. So Allah blessed him with his son Yahya, who's mentioned in the Quran, also became a Nabi. Now, Maryam at the stage then, it's a famous story in Surah Maryam, where entire surah and chapter is now dedicated to her. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. So she went to a particular place to take a bath. And that's when Jibreel alayhi salam came to her and informed her that she would bear a child. And she was shocked. She said, لَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَقُوا بَغِيَّ. لَمْ أَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَقُوا بَغِيَّ. That, you know what, no man has touched me. I'm not married. He said, this is how it will be. And he blew into her. So she gave birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without the intermediary of a male. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi ka mathali Adam. The example of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is like the example of Adam alayhi salam, who was created with no parents. So Isa alayhi salam was created without a father. When she came back, her people rebuked her, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told her to keep quiet. And the child spoke. Isa alayhi salam spoke in the cradle, Inni Abdullah. أتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت. And the details of all of this can be found in Surah Maryam, how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala drove her to the trunk of a date palm when she was in the pangs of childbirth, how she had the physical pain and the emotional pain. She came from a noble family, and as soon as she came back, people started to rebuke her. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيَّا يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيَّا. Your parents were not like this. But Allah had a greater plan, and that plan unveiled itself. We'll leave you there for today, inshallah, and continue tomorrow. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.